Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Today in Bajan History, 24th January, 1921. Moses Wood and the Maypole Dance. On this day, 24th January 1921, a Maypole dance was held in Wellington Street, Bridgetown, at the house of Moses Wood. These dances were a popular form of entertainment for the working classes, and on this occasion, at least 14 females dressed in paper costumes were scheduled to participate in the dance, and spectators continued to enter the house until it was packed to capacity. On seeing the crowds, Moses Wood, member of a landship and owner of the venue, became concerned that many who had gained entrance had done so without paying. He refused to let the entertainment ensue. According to historian Averson Downs, Wood proceeded to wield his stick on spectators and performers who refused to clear his house. In doing so, two landship Red Cross nurses, Miss Athena Lynch and Miss Ursula Waldron, who were due to perform in the Maypole dance, were allegedly struck by Wood in the process. These landship nurses accused Wood of assault and took their case to court. On hearing the charge, Magistrate Boyce ruled in their favor and found Wood guilty. He ordered him to pay 10 shillings in each case. And though the court case ends there, for scholars who research the histories of landships, the importance of this case goes beyond the actual charges of assault. Firstly, it confirms the oral narrative that states that Moses Wood was connected to landships. The case provides evidence of his existence. However, as Downs indicates, the Moses Wood of the 1921 court case was born in 1860. And presently, landships celebrate October 1863 as their founding date. If the oral history is to be followed, this Moses Wood was only 3 years old in 1863 and could not have been the leader of landships. Secondly, the case refers to two landship Red Cross nurses. As it's 1921, their titles indicate a cultural change that directly impacted global identities. During World War I, Red Cross nurses tended to wounded soldiers and worked in instances of disaster relief. They wore a white apron over their uniforms that carried a bright red cross, signifying who they were. Consequently, Miss Athena Lynch and Miss Ursula Waldron, the two landship nurses, were now known as Red Cross nurses, as landship culture accommodated the change in identities. And the landship Red Cross nurses possibly wore the white apron with the bright red cross tied over their landship uniforms. Finally, the Maypole dance. The case gives insight into the popularity of this dance as it attracted crowds of spectators. Yet the connection between landship and the Maypole goes farther. Commander Leon Marshall was the much-loved leader of landships. An accomplished dancer himself, when he became captain of his landship, the BLS Cornwall of Carrington Village, he taught the Maypole dance to his crew. In 1971, when Marshall became commander of 6 ships within the Barbados Landship Association, he then taught the Maypole dance to all landships. Today, the Maypole dance is a signature movement of landships, a highly entertaining spectacle.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.